Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We just had to film a little video. We got to do a shout out.
Shout out?
An SO. Yeah. Is that what they call those?
You guys doing Cameo now?
No,
I tried and they wouldn't let me on there.
Yeah, he's not famous enough.
No.
We were sending a video over to Adam Bjarnason.
Yes.
Or his wife. Or maybe I shouldn't say this. They might be watching. I don't know. Well, listen, Bjarnason
is doing great.
He's moving on to real estate. Like, he's leaving TV.
Boy, he seems...
And tonight's his last show.
Dude, that guy reeks of real estate. You know, like, when you go in and, like, you see, like, that bus bench or whatever, and there's someone's face on it, and it's, like, overly tan, and it's just, like, it's, like, that glossy photo. That's Adam Bjornsson. He should be... What's that show you like? The real estate show in L.A.?
Well, the Million Dollar Listing?
Million Dollar Listing.
Yeah.
Dude, Bjornsson could be on that thing.
Oh, yeah. He's
perfect got that
for it.
Blank sort of estate stare.
I want to say he's been in real estate for a while. He's just been kind of double dipping.
He dabbles.
Oh, yeah. Last time I saw him, God, he's always so nice to me. Love Adam Bjornsson.
Oh, great dude.
One of the best connections I've ever had in this business in Portland media. But every time I see him, he looks exhausted.
Yeah, well, he's got like 8 kids now.
Yeah and did you three know jobs. Yeah.
I mean, we were hanging out with him pre-kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now he's got 12 kids.
Well, that's his fault for having all those kids. They're selfish and disruptive.
Yeah, so I think he's just, local media, come on. It's not all it's cracked up to be. So he's like, this sucks. I'm moving on to something where I can make a little dough. I
understand.
So look for us tonight on his final show.
Okay. Good luck.
Wherever he broadcasts. I don't even know. Is he on Coin?
Didn't Buckley leave to work with Adam Bjornsson, and now
this is happening? Yes, Buckley is there, and I think it's, what, is it Coin?
Yeah, it's Coin 6.
Yeah, Coin 6.
Okay. Yeah, so watch Coin tonight.
Look at you being dialed in. You're like, I don't know. He's on there somewhere.
Jeff Gianola's gone. Adam Bjarnson's gone.
Steve Dunn has retired, too. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah.
I love Steve Dunn.
Maybe that's why Buckley moved over. He knew that, like, all these people were moving on. Can't see Buckley getting some hair transplant and then all of a sudden stepping in. He's just like, well, I'm here. I'm ready to go. And I saw Jeff Gianola. Like, we were out somewhere, and he was live. He was, like, live on the scene.
Yeah.
Trying to remember where I was. This was like right before he retired. Trying to remember where I was at, but I looked over there and said, is that Jeff Gianola? I wanted to go up and say hi, but I knew he would just stare at me and be like, who are you?
No, he's really nice. He wouldn't have done that at all.
Nah, he wouldn't have done that. He probably has no idea who I am.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Steve Dunn signing off after 39 years. Everybody's leaving, man.
I know. Well, everyone's getting old. These people have been around forever.
I know.
Jeff Gianola's like in his 70s, right?
Jeff Gianola was like, he was in a movie. Remember that Tommy Lee Jones? I think it was The Hunted?
What?
Was shot here in Portland. He was like the newscaster in that movie, man.
I saw his sign off.
Yeah.
Dude, as sign offs go, that was about as good as it gets. Mm. I don't know if you saw it at
all.
I
didn't see it.
I did.
I didn't see it live, but they played a recap of it, and it was really cool. They had their whole staff behind him on the set. He was tearing up. He was talking to his co-host, and she was tearing up. And that dude.
It was a Taster's Choice moment?
It was.
We all got together?
Sure. Man. It was really good.
Huh. Except when we leave eventually, something tells me we won't.
Yeah. No. That's not happening here.
We don't get the big emotional send-off.
We'll just be gone one day. And then if you have our numbers, you can just text us and we'll tell you what happened.
I kind of want it that way. It's the Goodwill Hunting. Like, we'll just show up to the studio one day and we won't be here. It'll be 3:00 and everyone will be like, well, What do we? I guess someone else goes on.
I don't have anything else to say to you guys.
Nah, what do you want?
if this is our last show, I'd be like, all right, well, this is our last show. Bye.
That'll do, pig.
I'll be out there somewhere.
That'll do.
Buy me a drink sometime.
Yeah, go rattle some ice and we'll be fine. Yeah, if you see me out and about. Oh, hey, someone brought me a bottle of JMO Black Label. Mm. Yeah, we were throwing out, it was over Miami Notre Dame, by the way. You were gone. But when Nemec was in, I was like, I'm telling you, Miami is going to get in over Notre Dame.
You called that.
And someone went and bet a bunch of money on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They laid down a bunch of coins. So
there's your new career.
There's the new career. Yeah. Someone,
be a tout.
Yeah. Someone brought me a bottle of, a Black Label, JMO. So,
well, it sounds weird to say congratulations to Adam Bjarnason because he's going from two jobs to one job.
Yeah, he's going
to
go sell homes.
Congratulations. I don't know. But congratulations. It was a mediocre career. Hey,
Bjornsson, find me something in the John's Landing area and don't charge me an arm and a leg. How about that?
But we had a great time with you and we love you dearly. You're a very nice man.
Bjornsson is a very,
he's
very
wonderful.
Nice man.
Absolutely. He's a wonderful guy.
Although the highlights, you know.
And the puka shell necklace. Yeah, I mean, look, there were poor choices along the way.
What are you talking? He just got stuck in 2005 and never left. And that's fine.
That's right.
Is it possible when you're that handsome?
Yeah, he's hot.
You
doesn't
can't
matter.
Really evolve. You're stuck. Like, you're like, well, I've been this handsome in 1988. And then 1998, why not just keep it going into the 2000s?
Yeah, you'd be scared, like, if you change anything up, you won't be handsome anymore, right?
Yeah.
I think I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I look like Bjarnson, I wouldn't change a damn thing.
Yeah, you don't want to evolve. You just, you stay put, you know?
Well, why?
Whereas if you're an Uggo, like, you're constantly changing stuff up, trying to find something that works. Bjarnson found something that worked, and he's like, hey, man. I'm not going away from it.
I love how all the things I've said that confuses you.
Right? All right, let's get to the NFL here.
Oh yeah, that.
This NFL season is awesome.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the reason it's awesome is all of the favorites are faltering.
We could have a playoff minus Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson,
yes,
and Patrick Mahomes.
Yes,
it's freaking nuts.
I think that's great. And that's not because I actively root against any of those teams. As a matter of fact, as you know, I have a love affair with the Ravens.
Yeah.
It's steamy. It has been steamy, although it's quite cold at the moment.
I know.
But it's just been good. It's topsy-turvy. For example, the Bears started Sunday the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
They lost by, 25 yards, basically.
No, one score.
And they are now number seven.
Yep.
In the NFC.
Yep.
The Packers, who beat the Bears, started the day the sixth seed. They are now the two seed. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Yeah, in these final 4 weeks, I mean, anything can happen. Do you know that there is a real world? And by the way, this is not like just ass backwards. If the Dolphins win out, and let me give you, those Miami Dolphins. If the Dolphins win out, I'm going to pull up their schedule because they're 6-7 right now.
Yeah, by the way, it's worth pointing out that the Dolphins are 6-7.
Yes.
The Ravens are 6-7.
Yes.
And the Chiefs are 6-7.
Yes.
So remember in week, let's just say 3 or 4, how we were talking about those teams. They all have the same record.
We got into a situation when the Dolphins fired their GM and everyone was like, dude, why aren't they just firing everybody? Fire the coach, just everything. And it was one of those, no one could figure out what they were doing. It was just like, well, I guess we don't want to pay anyone and we're not going to hire anyone right away. So might as well just do this. And lo and behold, they are on an absolute heater right now. Now, the schedule is fairly tough, but they've got the Steelers, who are a playoff team right now. But if you've watched the Steelers play, the Steelers stink. I don't know how they beat the Baltimore Ravens because they stink. And then they play the Bengals, and then they play the Buccaneers, who are a shell of themselves. And their final game is against the Patriots. The Patriots probably won't be playing for anything. There is a world where they finish this thing out and go undefeated and the Miami Dolphins make the postseason. That is a real thing that could happen. This season is freaking Stranger Things in the NFL.
I was looking at Coach of the Year odds, and Mike Vrabel is the odds-on favorite.
Well, of course.
You know who's number two right now?
Number two?
It can't be Mike Tomlin, right?
Well, maybe McDonald in Seattle.
No. Mike
McDaniel.
McDaniel.
I mean,
he's number two.
Considering where they were at,
By the way, they were
dead in the water.
Well, yeah, he was number one on the list
to get fired
first. Yes. And now he's number two on the list for coach of the year. This is why the NFL is great.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you mentioned the Patriots, and I tease this. You know, the Patriots are 11-2.
Mm-hmm.
They take on Buffalo this week. Huge game.
Yeah.
Remember, they already beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Denver is also 11-2, but according to Warren Sharp, both Denver and New England are among the 13 worst 11-2 teams by DVOA since 1978.
What are we doing? It's just
now. If you're a Broncos and Patriots fan, yeah, and you're like, ugh, and you're still scoffing at people who say they're frauds,
yeah,
understand that of the other 11-2 teams that he's discussing here, the worst 11-2 teams since 1978, five of them made the Super Bowl and two of them won it.
Really?
So DVOA kind of doesn't matter,
huh,
when it comes down to it. It was the 1986 Giants,
okay,
and the 2003 Patriots were amongst the worst 11-2 teams, much like this year's Denver, this year's Patriots.
Well, and I'll tell you, both of those
and
teams,
they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, both those teams were not great offensive teams, but they were rugged defensive teams that would kind of grind out wins, well, which kind of reminds you of Denver.
Yeah, New England's a little different, yeah, in that they have Drake May, but
yeah,
cool season.
I just, the idea that you could have a postseason with no Lamar Jackson, no Patrick Mahomes, and no Joe Burrow, and yet it feels like what has kept Josh Allen from winning a Super Bowl? Largely, like, those three quarterbacks. And they're finally kind of out of his way, and it doesn't feel like Buffalo is able to take advantage of it because they have no receivers and their defense is just cheeks. And, like, imagine Josh Allen, and then you're just, like, it's right there, and then, like, Drake May comes along and is like, oh, by the way, right, you're not even the best team in your division anymore. I mean, it's maddening.
Yeah, I'm not really ready. So as much as I kind of like the fresh blood and, yeah, kind of this wide open NFL, I think it's fun, I am not ready for the Patriots to be this good.
I know, right?
Again,
I'm kind of hoping that it's a little like we've seen with the Commanders and the Texans, and where you like, even in Cincinnati and Joe Burrow, where you're really good early, and then we all just overhype you and you come crashing down. But it kind of feels, with Drake May and a young roster and a lot of draft capital, kind of feels like they're going to do this the right way and not screw it up, because it's not a crappy organization, unlike some of those other ones that we've seen. So, well, I hate to do it, but of the kind of the flash in the pans, New England seems like the one that actually has staying power versus some of the ones we've seen over the last handful of years.
I feel like Denver does.
Yeah.
But Knicks is not at the Drake May level.
Knicks, I think, will be a limiting factor, especially once they have to pay him. He may be one of those guys that you eventually have to pay, like a top-end quarterback, and you won't get top-end performances out of him.
The Patriots, okay, so they won for so many years, and they were awesome, and it was great, whatever. Yeah. But then what really kind of bothers me more than anything is that Vrabel was sitting out there, and they hired Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
And those effers went 1 year with Gerard Mayo. Vrabel was still sitting out there. Yeah. You know, a lot of teams were sniffing around Vrabel.
Yeah.
And they were able to land Vrabel. That kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
It's like the Colts when they got, so they had Peyton Manning, right?
Yep.
And then they got Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and it's like
Green Bay did this. I mean, Green Bay from Favre to Rodgers to Love, you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Yeah, but Love wasn't a top five pick, was
he? No, he wasn't top five, but yeah, he was a first-round pick.
Well, I know, but he wasn't a slam dunk.
No,
as a matter of fact, people were saying he was, yeah, terrible at
but,
first.
But you are right in that it feels like when you passed on him the first time
you
around, someone should have jumped on,
yes,
him, but no one did.
They screwed up, and they were able to right that wrong.
Remember, is it Atlanta, or is it someone else that said that he was too intense and he kind of scared? When he walked in, like, he scared ownership and management, so they were like, whoa, we can't do that. Well, turns out in New England, he's been pretty damn good.
That's just so lucky.
Yeah.
And he is a good coach. He was, yeah, really good in Tennessee, and,
yeah,
you knew he would be back. It's just for them to get him. Now I'm pissed off at them. Screw them.
I, too, am not ready for them to be good. Like, I can handle the Green Bay thing, doesn't bother me.
I like LaFleur.
Yeah, but the idea that they've gone from one quarterback to another, Like, that is a little annoying because it's not supposed to happen. But if New England is going to go on a run where they're kind of the new powerhouse or one of them in the AFC, I needed them to get humbled sufficiently. And I'm not certain that Patriot fan has been.
Nope. They haven't.
I needed them to get knocked down another peg or two and then rise from the
ashes. We need a Bills win this weekend.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
That would go a long way. By the way, of the teams that haven't won, and this year, like, it would be nice if Allen could get one. They certainly don't look the part, but I would like Josh Allen to eventually get one. I would like Lamar to eventually get one so everyone can shut up. He's so good and we don't give him the credit, but.
You know who my AFC team is this year?
What do you got? You're not going for the Broncos, are you?
No.
I hope not. It's like, Sean Payton, get bent.
It's the Texans.
Really?
I like them. I do. I like them. I like DeMeco Ryans, man. I think he's good.
Dude, their offense is just ugh.
There's a lot of ugh offenses there out there. Yeah. So I root for them.
I could get behind a defense dragging a team's sorry ass carcass there. Like I can't.
No one's gonna believe in them.
No, I can't handle Jacksonville getting there.
No, are they good?
No, but they've had enough. They've beaten the Texans. They've beaten the Niners. They've beaten the Chiefs. they've beaten the Chargers. They just hammered the Colts. They've got enough wins. You know me, a lot of times you look at a 9-10 win team, and I'll be like, they haven't beaten anyone. They've beaten people. And so I want to say, like, I'm kind of forced to say that they're good, but I don't think they are. I think they're just, and their defense is, like, it's so, the turnovers, that eventually has to come back down to earth. They're playing out of their mind. Their defense shouldn't be this good, but it's so opportunistic. I don't believe in them, but the record... The record kind of says
who's
that.
Who's better, the Jags or the Texans?
I think the Jags are a better team, and they've split their two games. I just think if I had to trust someone, the Texans defense, I think, is the best group on the field when those two teams play. So I think I would lean to more believing in that defense being able to carry them over the finish line.
All right, we'll wrap up NFL Nasties coming up next. Would you hire Mike Tomlin, and what is next for Washington on The Fan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we were talking about the Patriots. A couple of texts. Right next to each other, these texts came in. One says, Patriots fans consider two seasons of Mac Jones more pain and suffering than any other organization has ever experienced. F them.
And Mac Jones, by the way, the first year wasn't even bad. Like, so he was actually pretty good.
That's the first one. Then right next to that is, please stop the Patriot hate. I've been a fan since they were the Boston Patriots. We were humbled for a very long time.
Oh, can't.
Because they were such a dynasty. Don't think your typical fan will ever be humbled again, but I lost a lot of friends that used to talk football with people because they hate them now.
Really? You've been humbled? Seriously? Stop that. When did you get humbled? At what point?
I guess the late Bill Belichick era. I mean, it's like 3 years of...
That's the humbling?
Well, I mean, there was no other time. I mean, they've won for 25 years.
Well, even before that, like with Bill Parcells, they went to a Super Bowl. They didn't win, but they were good with Drew Bledsoe. They went to a Super Bowl in the 80s, didn't win, but they won. Like, they have not had long stretches of being like the worst team.
Outside
the Cardinals.
Outside of the Dodgers, I don't know if there's another franchise's fans who could... I mean, you have no leg to stand on. Like, you just have to suck it up. People are going to hate you.
Yes. Kansas City, too. Like, we hate, you know, people are done. No one will rejoice, like, no group of people will rejoice more than NFL fans when the Chiefs don't make the postseason. Like, there are people are done with the Chiefs.
Yeah, they are, because they think the Chiefs get all the calls.
All the calls, and like, the, you know, Travis Kelce and the Taylor Swift and Mahomes, those guys are everywhere.
Are the Chiefs more hated than the old Patriots with Brady?
I don't know. It's a good question. Because Andy Reid's more likable. But Mahomes
is way more unlikable.
Unlikable. That's a good question. Yeah, because the Patriots did it for a longer time. I'd still say the Patriots are a little more hated. But the Chiefs are certainly getting there.
I mean, we're forgetting, you know, Deflategate. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of Patriot hate out there.
They did. It was Spygate, Deflategate, Bills press conferences.
Yes, exactly.
And Mahomes for all of his weird...
They weren't even that fun to watch.
I know. At least Mahomes is fun.
Yeah, Mahomes seems like a nice enough guy. I don't know.
That Captain Jack Sparrow effeminate hip run thing that he does. Yeah. It's just the only reason to really hate Kansas City is because they win. And those two guys are everywhere. But even, like, Kelce, for the most part, is a pretty likable guy. I mean, he may rub some people the wrong way because of the exposure, but Kelce's not a bad guy. He's never in, like, a bunch of controversy. But now everyone's, like, loving kicking dirt on their grave, especially Kelce.
Well, I mean, they may not go to the playoffs this year. I mean, they don't look very good.
They'll be back.
But let's not count them. Unless Andy Reid retires.
Well, and even if he does, like, there'll be an idea that... As long as Mahomes is there, the Patriots went like a 10-year break in between Super Bowls. So Mahomes has never not played in an AFC title game. Ever since he's been a starter, his bare minimum is the AFC championship. That is not going to continue forever. And yes, Andy Reid will walk away and Kelce will walk away and that thing will get rebuilt and they'll bring in a new coach and they're going to have to kind of add some talent to it, like Chris Jones is not the player that he once was. The Karlaftis contract ended up being a bad deal. None of the receivers have really developed. But when you have Patrick Mahomes, you're going to be fine. What was the old GM? Was it Bill Polian that said, once you get the quarterback, everything else is downhill and you'll figure it out. And last time I checked, Kansas City has a pretty good quarterback, so they will rebuild, right? The offensive line will get healthy. They'll hit on some draft picks. So there may be a run here for the next couple of years where Kansas City is not the elite team. But the idea that somehow Mahomes isn't going to get back to another one, do bet against him at your own risk. And by the way, all these games that they're losing, those are really close games. It's not as if Kansas City's getting housed. They're just not making plays. They're usually one or two plays away from being a completely different football team.
I thought they looked real. Mahomes especially looked really bad against Houston. Not all his fault, but, you know.
It's not great right now.
No, it's, I guess there was, I don't know. They've lost a few in a row now, I think, or three or four or
they've
four
lost,
or five.
They've lost four or five.
Yeah. And I've watched most of that.
Yeah.
The Houston one felt a little different. And maybe that's only because the offensive line injuries just keep getting worse.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do when you're down four starting O-linemen.
And look, but we've seen games where Patrick Mahomes is running for his life before.
Yeah.
And he's been a lot better than that. I mean, look, and his receivers dropped a lot of balls.
A lot of milk.
But he also had some really bad ones.
Yeah. Well, but in the past, Kansas City has made a living a lot like New England did, right? Winning one score close games, right? It's if I had to pick one player and one coach to be in a close game, I'm taking Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I just am. And realize this year, they lost a 6-point game against the Chargers, a 3-point game against the Eagles, a 3-point game against the Jags, a 6-point game against the Bills, a 3-point game against the Broncos, a 3-point game against the Colts, 3-point game against the Cowboys, and the Texans one ended up being 10, even though that was a very, very close game. They have not been soundly beaten all year. They're just not making enough close plays and can't get enough key stops. But they may be 6-7. my God, if four balls go the other way, that's a 10-win team and we're not talking about their demise. So the idea that somehow they aren't still in a window where they can get back on top, that's foolishness. That's recency bias.
Two other things here in our NFL nasties before we turn the page to in the news. Did you see that Terry Bradshaw said that he's never met Mike Tomlin?
That's the most Terry Bradshaw thing of all time. He...
Wait, what do you mean? You think he's lying?
No, I just think he's a boob.
Well, I do too, but how has he never met Mike Tomlin?
Because he's Terry Bradshaw. Like,
well, he's like a legendary Steelers quarterback. I would have thought they would have met. Am I wrong?
No. The fact that that hasn't happened, how do I say it? I don't think Mike Tomlin would suffer Terry Bradshaw. How about
but
that?
He hasn't even oh God. Yeah. Is it shooken? Shaken?
Ooh. Shook.
Sorry.
He didn't get it.
Shook.
Hasn't even shook his hand.
Yeah, it's...
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
It is. When I saw that, I thought that too. But then I was like, dude, that's just Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw
Tomlin
loves...
Tomlin wants nothing to do with
I think Terry Bradshaw loves Terry Bradshaw more than anything else. And look, I spent 2 years around Mike Tomlin, but I've watched him now for 20 plus. I don't think Mike Tomlin gives two bleeps about anything that Terry Bradshaw has to say. And I just don't think he suffers idiots. And I think Bradshaw to him is an idiot.
I know, but you would think at some point on the sideline or at some Steelers function or something, it would be like, hey, really respect what you did, you know?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to go talk to, I don't know, Neil O'Donnell. would you hire Mike Tomlin if he got turfed?
Yes.
You would?
100%. And I get, if the Steelers decide to move on from him, totally get it. Same thing when the Titans moved on from Mike Vrabel. Sometimes you just need a new voice.
It might be time.
But I'll tell you what, much like New England, do not wait on Mike Tomlin. If you need a coach and Mike Tomlin is available, don't pass go, don't collect $200, just go get him. Absolutely go get him. That guy is a pro. I just think that from an organizational standpoint, they have not been able to get one position right. And if they had, this would be different. That dude does more with mediocre offensive play than anyone I've ever seen. And that's a blessing and a curse because it keeps them from having a high leverage pick to go get a quarterback, and they can't evaluate him apparently. But if you gave me a quarterback, Mike Tomlin would drag a team along. So yes, trying to think of who at the end of the year, if they fired their coach.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too. Maybe the Raiders.
Yeah, I see. I could see the Raiders deciding to go in a different direction.
I'll tell you what, Tomlin would be kind of a good fit there.
Yes,
with braids. Yeah. Tom's braids.
Yes. So if the Raiders were to fire their guy, the Jets aren't going to. I don't think he would want anything. Like, he won't go to Cincinnati. He won't go to Cleveland because he won't go to a bad organization. He won't do it.
Well, aren't the Raiders a bad organization?
Yeah, that might be another one. Maybe Brady could convince him otherwise to deal with that. Like, I just don't think he will take a... I don't think you will ever see him walking the sidelines of a bad
organization.
Miami,
Arizona.
Yeah. I don't think he would take those jobs. I think he would wait. I think he would rather...
All right.
He doesn't need the money.
Well, we'll get to Washington later. Jaden Daniels is out. They have, I think, 3 wins, maybe?
Yeah.
2 wins or 3 wins. They're terrible.
3-10. And by the way, their future all of a sudden, you want to know how fast the NFL changes? Everyone last year after that NFC title game run, Commanders, and now you look at it, and it is a dicey future, man.
They went for it.
Yeah.
In the news is coming up next. How much rain did we actually get? Next. Here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got late-breaking sports news.
This is breaking news. Getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's no longer kind of like a tongue-in-cheek ha-ha thing either.
Yeah, so we reported at the start of the show that Sherrone Moore got fired at Michigan. He has now been arrested.
Yes, and I guess it gets even worse. So the report's starting to peel in here. So Dan Wetzel had it that he had been arrested. No one knew what for, and now the report's peeling in that his wife confronted him when they got home. There was a domestic violence situation. There was an altercation, and then Moore fled the house, and he fled the house threatening suicide. So they were looking for him for the altercation and for a wellness check. So now there's some reports saying that he's been arrested and other reports saying that he's actually in protective custody on suicide. Either way, like, this is all kinds of bad. And imagine your life waking up today. You're his wife, you're him. This is a spiraling sort of situation. If you don't know, he was fired with cause. At this point, it seems pretty much confirmed. He had had a long time affair with a staff member that he then promoted to his personal assistant. And then there was a pregnancy involved in that situation. Some reports say the pregnancy was terminated, others saying she's still pregnant. But either way, you're starting to get the gist of what was going on. Michigan got wind of it a while ago. Investigation found credible evidence. He's been fired. And now here we are. Basically, the worst day of Moore's life.
All right, it is December 10, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I mean, in the news, battle. Thank you.
Give me something back. I need national, like, Happy Squirrel Day or something after that.
Yeah. Can we transition to happy?
Woo!
Good Lord.
No. Screw you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll find something here.
All right.
We'll see what we got here. It is Nobel Prize Day.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know who Nobel was?
I don't know who Nobel was.
Like a scientist?
Yeah, he was a chemist.
It's like when they're giving out those J.D. Power Awards. So I was like, you started to like hand out awards that become a big deal.
We were just talking about this. Like back then, way easier to get your name on this stuff. Like, yeah. What about the Suk Award? Yeah. Like, who the hell was J.D. Power?
And associates.
Exactly.
Yeah, who was J.D. Power?
I'm pretty sure he was. I bet you
and
he
what
was
a great name.
An it owner is a phenomenal in one of the early name. Car yeah. companies. I'll look it up. Yeah.
One of my favorite comedians does a bit where he talks about it. J.D. Power should be like a ZZ Top cover band. My name's J.D. Power. These are the associates. Hit it, boys. That sounds way better than, you know, someone that's handing out whatever the hell that they're doing.
It was an American businessman.
Yeah.
That's all.
Pretty generic.
And you can win Nobel Prizes for lots of stuff. Like, you don't have to be...
Well, Nobel himself invented dynamite. I wanted you guys to know that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But the Nobel Prize is for contributions that have conferred the greatest benefit to humankind in the areas of physics, chemistry, physiology or medicine, literature, and peace.
Yeah,
because we always hear of the Nobel Peace Prize. That is different than the other Nobel Prizes.
Yes.
But I want you to power rank the most famous Nobel Prize winners.
Okay.
And there are five of the most famous Nobel Prize winners. They are Albert Einstein.
Yeah, he's all right.
Martin Luther King Jr., Teddy Roosevelt, Mother Teresa, and Ernest Hemingway. Go.
Boy, that's good. First off, I'm going Ernest Hemingway because he's my favorite.
So he's number one or number five?
Number one.
Okay.
Dude, that dude is insane, and I loved it. I like what Hemingway's got going on.
A raging drunk.
I know. Still. Like, I'm going
but
Hemingway.
A brilliant man.
A brilliant man. I just appreciate it. Yeah, he was the original, like, Key West flunky. I appreciate what Hemingway had going on. Going Hemingway 1, I'm going Dr. King 2, The Man Had a Dream, and he liked the ladies. Then I'm going to go Teddy.
Okay.
And then who was
Mother Einstein.
Mother Teresa or Albert Einstein.
Mother Teresa's last, you know, this is going to sound, have you read into Mother Teresa?
Yeah, there's
some people that say Mother Teresa.
What was she doing?
Well, she wasn't the philanthropist that people said or claimed
why?
She was.
Well, tell us more.
And was a very strict, I don't know, just, I'm not speaking ill of Mother Teresa.
She's not listening.
Well, I know, but people get all. But same thing with like Martin Luther King. If you point out that Martin Luther King, he had some ladies. People get very offended if you try to humanize like people that have been, you know, put on pedestals. And I've read some stuff on Mother Teresa where people are like, dude, you should maybe not, you know, worship her the way all right. some people do. So there's my power rankings.
Okay.
1 to 5.
It is also Dewey Decimal System Day.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Hey, man.
I remember those days.
That's a great system.
Yeah. It helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
Does anyone use it anymore?
If you go to a library, you
I was
use
at
it.
My yeah, I was at the library in Wilsonville with my wife a couple weeks
and
ago.
And you're looking up the Dewey Decimal System, are you?
Not looking it up, but I remember. Well, no. So, like, I like
each one its own category, right?
Yeah, so I remember I like sports books
exactly.
and like strategy
and so you
books.
Know what is sports, like 500?
They're usually in the 700s.
700.
So, yeah, and I always go to that aisle.
Exactly.
For God's sake, you just look up what sex. No one uses the Dewey Decimal System.
I don't use it. I'm not looking at anything.
I think you're wrong about that.
Yeah, I'm literally...
You just don't go to a library.
I'm viewing the
Neither
sign at the
you.
End of the row, man.
No, I don't. But I think you're wrong. People do go to libraries, and they use the Dewey Decimal System. It's the best way to find books in a library.
At least the nonfiction ones.
Agree to disagree.
You ask how much rain we got.
There was a lot of rain. Too much rain.
From Monday to now, over 3 inches.
It seems like a lot of rain.
As a citywide average.
Yeah. The atmospheric river.
Over 8 inches in the Cascades.
I was so happy to wake up this morning and not have it pissing rain on me.
No.
I was very, very pleased.
Yeah. My wife and I were just sitting there drinking our coffee.
Yeah.
And she looked out the window and she goes, I'm like, what? I thought like somebody was coming up to our house with a shotgun or something.
Oh, cool.
So I went and grabbed my rifle.
Grabbed your AR.
I'm like, what? What?
Two?
And she's like, blue sky.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, I always feel bad because when I wake up, the big fella's waiting for me. He like waits at the bottom of the stairs and he gets all fired up because he knows we're going. And on days where it's really crappy, I it kind of breaks my heart. I have to like tell him, like, bud, we're not going out. And then when I leave the house, he gets all butthurt because he's like, what? Why aren't we going? I feel very bad. So today I was all excited that we got to go out.
So does he go out in the back and just do his business?
Yeah. Yeah. We have a big yard. So
without the walk?
Yeah.
So Molly will do that too, but I got to tell you, there's something going on with Molly when it rains. Like, she doesn't like to be in the rain.
Sure.
So we just take her out back and let her do her dookies and all that.
Yeah.
That bitch pooped 4 times. I took her out last night.
Mm-hmm.
After I go home from work,
she
pooped twice, which is unusual. Well, we used to call her Molly Two Poops.
Yeah.
She's no longer Molly Two Poops.
She's Molly Tengies.
Or Molly Four Poops. I took her out this morning and she pooped twice more.
Yeah.
She's only eaten once in between there. I'm like, what is that? I think she really needs her walks, even in the rain.
Yeah.
So we've decided that we're going to actually have to suck it up and take her out there.
Well, I will walk in the rain. I just won't walk in
the... I don't know why you guys needed to know that.
Yeah.
That was way too... I mean, no one cares.
The torrential downpour, especially when you have a big, like, fluffy dog, it's a nightmare to dry him.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Now,
yeah.
I will say, I always was mad at him, but at the same time, I was kind of impressed. Old Crom, my bulldog, rest in peace... He was such a dainty little fella. He would not poop in the rain. He would hide. You'd take him outside and you'd be like, buddy, go. He would go around the corner under the ledge, like the eave of the house, hang out for like 30 seconds, pretend, come back inside, take a crap on the landing.
Oh my God.
The moment you knew it was bad weather when you would start finding crap on the landing. You're like, buddy, we just went out. He's like, yeah. His little delicate winker would not touch the ground. He's like, he doesn't deal with the rain. And so that was always my frustration when the rain came. It just meant there was poop on the landing.
We're going to take a break. When we come back.
Ooh, by the way, text in. Most libraries use the Library of Congress classifications instead now.
Oh, they got rid of the Dewey Decimal System?
Oh, really?
Boom.
Well, I haven't been in a library for years.
Well, but, why would you?
I mean, I don't read or anything.
Are they similar numbers? Now I'm confused.
Yeah, like how am I supposed to...
Ooh, by the way, librarian here, Dewey was as bad as they come. Speak about crappy people. Am I going to have to do a dive on Dewey?
Oh, I think we did this once. Didn't we look into Dewey? Wasn't he super racist?
Is he bad? All right, let's
see. I think we've already done this bit. God, we've been on so long, I can't even remember.
I know, it all
blends. It was probably like 2 weeks ago.
It all blends together.
Columbia Sportswear, off the top rope, next on The Fan.
This is The Fan's window into sports. A view into today's top stories. Brought to you by Window Nation. Online at windownation.com.
Then, first time, really, you've got all your pieces together, even
who
if...
Who is talking? I'm sorry. I was just looking at this mic right here. I got messed up.
That's Dan Hurley of UConn.
I want to like him, but I can't because he's just the biggest horse's ass in sports.
Well, now my theory about him is he is understanding how he's coming across, and he's now trying to be more funny and likable.
Because I was kind of funny.
Yeah, he's been better lately. Yeah. He's still a red ass and a real jerk, and I think he's a psychopath.
Sure.
But I think he's now understanding that people view him that way, and he's trying to lighten it up. I'm not buying it. Yeah. I still don't like him.
I'm with you.
Window Nation, this month, 50% off all window styles, 0% financing for 5 years. WindowNation.com. All right, welcome back. This is In the News, December 10, 2025.
By the way, I can confirm Melville Dewey, giant piece of crap.
Wasn't he racist?
Racist, rapist, just unapologetic about it. Basically said he didn't care, like he just groped and
in what years did he live?
Late 1800s, early 1900s. Mm. And he hated the blacks, hated the Jews, loved women, and didn't care if the women didn't love him. And when confronted about it, like he was open about it, he said, I'm not going to apologize for liking women. And he said, pure women would understand my ways. His ways, by the way, apparently just meant grabbing people by the you-know-what.
Oh, like someone else we know.
Yeah, he was basically removed for every position of authority he had for being a sexual predator and or a devout racist and anti-Semite. So,
Columbia Sportswear leaning all the way into absurdity with their latest bit.
I love this bit.
This is a great bit.
This is really good.
Yeah, so their newest campaign is called Expedition Impossible.
Yeah.
And what they are doing is they are, and this was, what's his name, Tim Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
He had an open letter in the New York Times, and they put it out on their social media channels. And he is challenging any flat earther to go find the edge of the earth and send a photo to the company, and they will hand over everything that they own.
And I guess there was a little caveat. There's some people that think that he's going to own up to this. So he set up a separate LLC that has like $100,000 worth of assets. And so there's this kind of wink-wink that someone may unofficially end up winning everything the company owns, and that being worth
it would be that.
It would be that.
Yeah, he's got to give him something. Like, you can't just troll and then so it's a bad look, but also a great look.
Yeah, it's fun. Because I love watching flat earthers or whoever, any sort of weird conspiracy theory, like the anti-moon people. I see those videos pop up like on Twitter and Instagram, and they're so confident in their stupidity, it's wonderful.
Well, the idea, of course, which is what's good for Columbia, is that they are a brand that says they make gear built for just about anything.
Yes.
Including expeditions to imaginary edges of planets.
Yes.
Anyway, he says in there, this is a message to flat earthers. I've seen your manifestos, admire your diagrams, watched you stand proudly on your, well, flat ground. So here's the deal. It's time to put your map where your mouth is. If you actually find it, snap a photo, send it to us, and you won't just have bragging rights, you'll have everything owned by the company, all of it. The mannequins, coffee machines, snowshoes, toboggans, office plants, even the taxidermied beaver in the cafeteria, all yours.
Hey, yeah, someone may get that taxidermied beaver, which is kind of cool. You know, you get $100,000 in a stuffed beaver, let's do it.
And like you said, the company that has promised the prizes is not Columbia Sportswear. Rather, it's that LLC with assets valued at $100,000.
That's first off, Columbia makes good stuff. And they have really fun ads, and I think this is kind of a,
so where a nice would DVD. You where would be the best place to snap a photo of what you believe to be the edge of the earth?
I guess my buddy, I have it up on my wall. My buddy went to Antarctica, and he has an amazing photo because the sun doesn't really set; it just kind of goes across the horizon. It's one of my favorite things I own. It's this really beautiful photo, and you can see the little, like, in the corner, if you look real close, you can see, like, the weather station down there. Like, that would kind of, right? Like, end of the earth? Beautiful, kind of weird sunset going across. I'm assuming you could probably find one of those great deck photos, like one of the islands, like Fiji, deck over the water sort of stuff. Something like that.
Or just an infinity pool.
Yeah, that would work. Ooh, like, you know, overlooking a great, yeah. You know...
You have to look into the sky.
Yeah, look into the sky.
Couldn't somebody, like, down in Antarctica, who's already there at, like, McMurdo Station, which is basically the base of operations for all the scientific whatevers down there, could just take a picture from the shore?
Like, that's literally what I just said.
Well, but, no, not in Antarctica.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
But the edge of the, but the shore.
That's what I'm talking about, like, not just going into the middle of the big old ice landmass, like...
I would tell you what.
I think you two should kiss.
Okay.
When he sent me all those photos from Antarctica, it is some of the coolest photos I've ever seen in my entire life. That would be, if you're looking to win that contest, you're right. Get someone down there or that someone's on one of the big icebreakers that go down there. I would think that wins you the prize. That is kind of the end of the earth. Maybe the North Pole if you want to go up there.
What about like New Zealand?
Yeah.
There's like volcanoes there.
What's that place, like the middle of it's you're closer to the International Space Station than you are any other person. Remember there's a spot in the middle of the ocean, and I forget what they call it. We've talked about it on the show, and it's the most remote place on the planet, and you are actually closer to the astronauts on the International Space Station than you are to any other human on the planet.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's called Point Nemo.
Point Nemo.
Where is it? Like way out in the Pacific?
I think it's actually in
the South Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
it's way down there.
Yeah. Yeah, close. The closest human being to you is the person in space.
Can we go?
I'm assuming you can go.
You want to go?
I guess that seems like a bit of a trek.
Warm up the jet.
You might die. I don't know if
warm
I
warm up the fan jet.
I don't really want to be out there on a sea-going vessel.
Yeah, it's way off the coast of Chile, so I don't think it would be a short flight.
Chile, excuse me. All right, well, that's in the news. That's all we have time for. Great bit by Columbia Edgewater. Yeah. Columbia Edgewater.
Right.
The country club.
Yeah, you can take a photo like on the 12th green or whatever and be like, hey, check this out.
Columbia Sportswear.
Don't think that's going to get it done, but.
That is in the news December 10, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, some very large and disturbing college football news today. A prominent coach has been arrested. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.